three U.S. astronauts in a weird-looking multi-million-dollar flying machine are in orbit around the Earth right now, and within minutes will blast out of that orbit and enter onto the flight path for their three-day flight to the moon. It may sound like old hat, but if you think about it for a minute, it's still more than just a trip to the corner grocery store to pick up a loaf of bread. The moon is still where it has always been, 246,524 miles or so away from Earth. The flight is still dangerous, no matter how you look at it, no matter what the temptation is to become blasé. In fact, this mission is more risky than the last two, which have carried U.S. astronauts onto the moon. Apollo 13's landing field is in a rugged, hilly section of the moon, quite unlike the areas visited by Apollo 11 and Apollo 12. Coming up in the next few minutes will be a key maneuver that will determine whether or not Apollo 13 does, in fact, head for the moon. And we'll hear about that after this from Dotson. We'll eavesdrop on conversations between Mission Control and the Apollo 13 astronauts, James Lovell, Fred Hayes, and Jack Swigert. Right now, conversation between the spacecraft and Mission Control is a bit hazy. A lot of static on the line, but that's expected. And the spacecraft will be out of contact with Mission Control for a while. We'll hear a mention of something called TLI. Everything is nicknamed or shortened to initials in the space effort, and TLI stands for Translunar Injection, and that'll occur in just about a minute from now. TLI means that after nearly two revolutions around the Earth, the Apollo's giant third-stage booster will ignite and send the spacecraft charging out of Earth orbit and onto a course towards the moon. The engine blast will increase the speed of the Apollo from 17,450 miles an hour to 24,222 miles per hour, a boost of about 7,000 miles per hour. And during the engine burn, which will last for about 6 minutes, the added speed will be necessary to enable the spacecraft to escape the clutches of the Earth's gravity and eventually place it within reach of the moon's gravitational field. Communication still very poor at this point, but there are ships located in the proper areas on the seas that will listen in to the Apollo 13 to determine just how the TLI went. TLI has begun. The message from the spaceship should be.
Jim Lovell reports we have ignition.
Six milliseconds late. And they, with justification, were rather proud of that. The TLI burn, the burn of the third stage of the Saturn rocket, occurred somewhere over Australia. The Apollo 13 had concluded almost two full revolutions of the Earth. During that period of time, astronauts Lovell, Hayes, and Swigert checked out all the systems to determine whether or not the spacecraft was ready for the rigorous ride to the moon, and they concurred that everything was okay. Hunky-dory was one term that was used. Still a great deal of static from the spaceship. That is expected. What conversation there is will be tape recorded on a ship down below in the Pacific Ocean.
Houston, roger.
And will be replayed later on. And then we'll have a better idea of just how this ride is going.
Jim Lovell just reported that everything kind of looks good with that burn. We're still about about 7 minutes away from reacquiring the spacecraft through the station in Hawaii, at which time we'll get our first good look at the trajectory as a result of this burn.
Out of the corner of my eye here at CBS News Space Headquarters in New York, we saw a brief television transmission from the spacecraft about 10 or 15 minutes ago.